lift him up. March 29. Glorified before the universe. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. By raising Christ from the dead, the Father glorified his Son before the Roman guard, before the satanic host, and before the heavenly universe. A mighty angel, clothed with the panoply of heaven, descended, scattering the darkness from his track, and, breaking the Roman seal, rolled back the stone from the sepulchre as if it had been a pebble, undoing in a moment the work that the enemy had done. The voice of God was heard, calling Christ from his prison house. The Roman guard saw heavenly angels falling in reverence before him whom they had crucified, and he proclaimed above the rent sepulchre of Joseph, "I am the resurrection and the life." Can we be surprised that the soldiers fell as dead men to the earth? Christ's ascension to heaven, amid the cloud of heavenly angels, glorified him. His concealed glory shone forth with all the brightness that mortal man could endure and live. He came to our world as a man. He ascended to his heavenly home as God. His human life was full of sorrow and grief because of his cruel rejection by those he came to save. But men were permitted to see him strengthened, to behold him ascending in glory and triumph, surrounded by a convoy of angels. The same holy beings that announced his advent to the world were permitted to attend him at his ascension, and to demand a triumphal entrance for the royal and glorified being. "Lift up your heads, O ye gates," they cry as they near the heavenly portals. "Who is this King of glory?" And from thousands and ten thousands of voices the answer comes, "The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle." Thus the prayer of Christ was answered. He was glorified with the glory which he had with his Father before the world was. But amid this glory, Christ does not lose sight of his toiling, struggling ones upon earth. He has a request to make of his Father. He waves back the heavenly host until he is in the direct presence of Jehovah, and then he presents his petition in behalf of his chosen ones. "Father," he says, "I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am." And then the Father declares, "Let all the angels of God worship him." The heavenly host prostrate themselves before him and raise their song of triumph and joy. Glory encircles the King of heaven and was beheld by all the heavenly intelligences. No words can describe the scene which took place as the Son of God was publicly reinstated in the place of honor and glory which he voluntarily left when he became a man.